hungry calleth now. Come and dine on the course. Oh, come and dine. The master calleth. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now. Come and dine. And Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. There in his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Amen. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time, every time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride. Amen. All the host of heaven will assemble me. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. Amen. And with Jesus we will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. And soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Amen, I'm one of them. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight. All the saints, you, all of us, Jesus, they feast eternally. Amen. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now. Come. What's our heart desire? It is the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. And no matter what they see, all we do is just press play just to hear the stored up food for our day. Amen. Oh, come and dine, the master calling, come and dine. Amen. They feast at Jesus' table all the time. To him. Praise the Lord. So happy today. Amen. Praise the Lord. On the course now. Praise him. Oh, come and dine. The master calleth. Come and dine. You make me stand at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude. Water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. It's the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. Amen. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play just to hear the stored up food for our day. Amen. Come and dine, the master calleth. Time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. It's the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. Amen. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play, just to hear the stored up food for our day. Praise the Lord. Woo! You made rest in Jesus' name all the time. You fed a multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now, come and dine. Let's just clap it one more time. He's worthy, more than worthy of our praise. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, amen. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's the message of the hour, and it is our heart's desire just to hear the voice of God for our day. And no matter what they say, all we do is just press play, just to hear the stored up food for our day. Amen. Down there at that little cabin here singing Amazing Grace. Amen. Brother Branham's going to be singing it. We're going to be singing it. Amen. Brother Joseph's going to be singing it. Amen. Brother Billy Paul's going to be singing it. Amen. You're going to be singing it. We're going to be singing it. Amen. Amen. Amazing Grace. Amen. Amen. I can't wait. Amen. You may be seated. I can't wait for that day. Amen. My heart is just burning to be there and to be with you. But until then, all I got on my heart is I want to hear the voice of God. Amen. Every day, all the time, day in, day out, week in and week out. That's what we are. Amen. We come to his table and we're so glad to be here. We certainly do miss Brother Joseph this morning. Oh, we miss him. I love him. And so we're praying for him that God will give him the rest that he needs. And it's hard to say. And so if I don't say this right, you forgive me, is that I want him to take all the time that he wants to rest, but I want him to come back really quick. Hope that comes out right. Amen. Brother Joseph did want me to tell you that the election ballots back there, the boxes back there, just leave your ballot in the box after you leave today. And that, excuse me, he will be emailing you the results this next week. And so please do that. And if those that's listening in, just a reminder is that if you want to know what service times are, if you want to know what's going on and stay in, just keep looking at the website, and that'll update you on all the current events, and we'll post those things as soon as we are able to do that. So the Lord bless you. It's been a wonderful series of going into these church ages. And to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, He's walking in the midst of His church. And He's letting us know that we are that bride that was predestinated before the foundation of the world. And that He called you and He chose you. And that He's working with you and dealing with you. He's working with you on the job. He's working with you at school. He's working with you wherever you are, whether you're a housewife, if you're a young person, it doesn't matter. That Holy Spirit is with you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. He's in you. And you are sealed into the body of Christ. You are one of them. No doubt. He's letting you know that every day. Every day. He's speaking to you. He's talking to you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. He's encouraging you. He's giving you strength. And when the enemy comes up, he's a loser. He loses every time. Amen. So praise the name of the Lord. We found out too in this church ages as we're going along is that the keystone of the Bible is the revelation that God never changes. He never does. His first decision is His only decision. And His thoughts are eternal. He has never had a new thought. That's pretty awesome. And just think, we are spoken word seed, sons and daughters of God manifested. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, and now we come down through this time. Now we're manifested. We're spoken. We're a part of this message. We're a part of God. He chose us. We've been instructed. Now, just be careful here. If you say that you have received a revelation, if it is not on the tape, you better run from it. Be careful. Because we've been instructed by the tape, by the messenger of the hour, and by God's prophets to stay with the tape, boys. Stay with the tape teaching. Amen. Well, what about this? You fill in the blank. Well, what about this? What about this? I got the answer for you. I've got the answer for you, seriously. I've got thus saith the Lord for you. Watch out, preacher. You really serious? Absolutely, absolutely, unequivocally, I'm serious about it. Push play. There's the answer. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless you. This message speaks for itself. It needs no one to explain it. It needs no interpretation. It is perfect in itself, unlimited in its power. The interpretation is by the prophet. The word only comes to the prophet, Amos 3:7. Now, we also know that there's a gift of prophecy in the church. Amen. But a prophet is born a prophet from birth. A gift of prophecy has to be judged by two or three judges. But a prophet, his word is true from the cradle up. Amen. 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 False prophets bring false births. A true prophet brings a true birth of the word. Amen. Amen. So if you want a true birth of the word, stay in the tapes. Amen. Listen to the tapes. Amen. Go back to the tape. You have thus saith the Lord. You have the word. You have the answer. Go back to the tapes. Push play. Brother Branham says this on this message, Questions and Answers on the Holy Ghost. He says, quote, "Now there's a difference between prophecy and a prophet. Prophecy goes from one to another, but a prophet is born from the cradle of prophet. They have, thus saith the Lord, no judging of them." End quote. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. The interpretation of the word comes to the prophet. He is the revealer of the word. Brother Branham says this on this quote on the message, The Impersonation of Christianity. He says this, quote, "Then the word that God has spoken before the foundation of the world, it isn't that God speaks and says something to the prophet at that time. It is that the prophet catches what God has already said. For the word was before the foundation of the world. God spoke the word and it's laying way out, stretched out in time. And the prophet goes up and sees the time coming." Oh my. So it's only a gift of knowledge that he brings down and puts it on the paper. End quote. Oh my. Oh, my goodness. Amen. A prophet is ordained of God. A prophet is ordained of God. They're born a prophet. They're ordained of God with thus saith the Lord from childhood up. They are a reflector of God. Prophets cannot speak their own thoughts. Their own words. They are God's mouthpiece. They can only speak God's word. The anointing is on them. Let me tell you something. The anointing never leaves a prophet. It's with him all the time. Amen. Amen. The anointing is on the tapes. Amen. Amen. There's no greater anointing than hearing the voice of God by pushing play. It's the answer for every situation. Under any condition, it doesn't matter. That is the answer, the voice of God for this generation. God has raised the standard, and that's this message. It's the victory for you and for me. It's the God's provided way. Prophets are God's eagles. They're seers. They see visions, dreams, interpretation of dreams, never failing, comes to pass. Here's another thing about a prophet. You cannot explain God's prophets. Amen. It's a supernatural message, a supernatural God. Prophets are built in such a way to catch the voice of God. So you can't explain that. Here's another one. God's prophets make no mistakes. Amen. Amen. I know of a group, it's called Group One. The bride of Jesus Christ, they will hear and receive every prophet God sends them. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham said if he is a prophet of the Lord, he's a sender forth of the word. by the Word, with the Word, and He is the Word.
Amen.
Amen. This message is our absolute. The angel, when the angel came to Brother Branham, he says, get the people to believe you. And Brother Branham said, I am God's voice to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But what about this, Brother Samuel? You fill in the blank. What about this? What about this? What about this? Just push play and obey. Hear this message and you will see where you are at. And you will get the revelation. Brother Branham said on this message, the Smyrnian Church Age and the Church Age's book, let me share this with you. Quote, but though, he's talking about the message, but though it is broadcast for all who come within the range of the message, that message is received individually by only a certain qualified group. In a certain way. Each individual of that group is one who has the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying by the way of the messenger. Those who hear are not getting their own private revelation, nor is a group getting their collective revelation. But each person is hearing and receiving what the messenger has already received from God, end quote.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus, He cares for us this morning. He's provided the table for us. Everything that we have need of this very day has been provided for you. Because God sent you a vindicated messenger prophet. He's sending you a prophet to feed you the eternal life, the bread of life from heaven. It's perfect. It doesn't need any polishing from me, for sure. It speaks for itself. But He cares for us this morning. It doesn't matter wherever you are today. Those listening in, whatever your situation is, it doesn't matter. The answer is push play. The answer is hear that voice. Obey that voice and your heart will be restored, ready for the resurrection and the rapture. Because you've heard God's prophet and He is God's trumpet. And His thoughts are not His own. You've heard the voice of God. It's that simple. So whatever it is, are you ready to hear it now? Because He loves you. He cares for you. He sent you His prophet. He sent His word. Stored that word up for us so we could hear it this very day. And my prayer is today for you. That God will just pour out His Spirit upon all of you. Grant to you that you have need of. He's already done it. He's already done it. Lord, just give you the revelation that it's yours. It's yours right now. Amen. So let's just sing it to Him. And you know we have many requests. Is that we want to remember Brother Joseph in prayer today and every day. Bless and be with him, Lord. Encourage him. Strengthen him. I'm thinking of that little boy that's got a tumor on the leg. It's not too hard for the Lord. Amen. Brother Don Marsh in the hospital. Precious brother. That's not too hard for our Lord. There's so many. but just to let you know that he cares for you. Let's sing it to him. Amen. He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadows, he careth for you. Let's sing it again. Amen. Oh, he careth for you. Oh, he. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for caring for us. Thank you, Lord. Through
most gracious Heavenly Father, how we love you, Lord, that you care for us. That you loved us so much, Lord, that you poured yourself into a human body. That you were born with the poorest of poor, raised among men, walked this earth. God in human flesh. You loved us so much, Lord, that you went to Calvary for us and gave your life for us. That you died the most horrible death that ever was. That you died of a broken heart for me. We love you, Lord. We just ask, Heavenly Father, for these requests. 2,000 years ago, it's recorded in Scripture, Lord, that by your stripes we were healed. And that eternal word was spoken and written then, and it will go into eternity as the absolute truth, Lord. And we stand with these requests before your throne of mercy and grace. We lift them up to you, Lord, that you'd send your Holy Spirit now to each one. So thankful, Heavenly Father, for Brother Billy Paul and Sister Lois, and just ask you to be with them, Father. You'd watch over them, Lord, that you'd comfort, strengthen, and encourage, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the leadership of the Holy Spirit today and our Brother Joseph. And precious Lord, I just ask that your Holy Spirit would be real close. You lift him up on eagle's wings, Father, and above the clouds, Lord. It might look a little dark right now, Lord, but you lift him up where the sun is always shining, Lord. How we thank you for him, Father. Pray that you'd give him a time of rest and relaxation, Lord. Give rest to his body and peace to his mind, Father, we pray. And Heavenly Father, as we sit down to partake of thy table, Lord, to hear the voice of Revelation 10:7, to see the fulfillment of Malachi 4, to see your scripture being filled before our eyes, Lord, we ask that you to open our ears and our heart to receive that which you have for us in this day, today, this very hour. That you've predestinated us before the foundation of the world to be here. You knew we'd be here, Father. Oh, how we love you, Lord. For you do all things well, and everything is perfect and according to your will and plan. Lord, as unworthy servants, we just offer ourselves, Lord. Take us, Lord, and speak to our hearts. Keep us ever in thy center of thy perfect will, Lord. For this service, may your Holy Spirit come down and take complete in full control. For we ask in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Praise your wonderful name. You may be seated. Sure appreciate what Brother Samuel said. I believe the platforms are laid and we're ready to hear that message. I know I am. But before we do, we're just going to worship him because we know that he's right here with us. And that he is Lord and he is risen from the dead. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. For he is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. And he has risen from the dead.
Father, truly you are Lord. You are truly the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, how we long to hear your word this morning, Lord. Lord, we just pray you'll grant us more revelation, Father. We want to be more like you, Father. Grant it, Father. Be with each and every one as they hear this morning, Lord. The ones on the hookup around the world, Lord, as we gather together, Lord, your bride and Lord, in such a unity, Father, under the word, the voice of this prophet, your prophet, Lord, your voice, Father, and how we thank you for it, Father. We love you and we thank you and we praise you, Father. I'll bless these tithes and these offerings, Lord, for your honor and your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen.
For he is Lord. Yes, He is Lord, and He has risen from in the book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, and every line. And I, in His love divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, and in His love divine. Every promise in the book is, one more time, well, every promise in the book is mine. Well, every chapter, every verse, and every line. And I am trusting in His love divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. And on the tapes, oh, every promise on the tapes is mine. Every sound, oh, every sound, every word and every line. And I am trusting in His word divine. Oh, every promise on the tapes is mine. Oh, on the tapes, every promise on the tapes is mine. Oh, every sound and every word and every line. Well, I am trusting in His word divine. Oh, every promise on the tapes is, one more time, well, every promise on the tapes is mine. Amen. Oh, every sound and every word and every line. And I am trusting in His word divine. Oh, every promise on the tapes is mine. And oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. And I am watching for the coming of that glad millennium day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch His waiting bride away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch and pray. For our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Jesus coming back will be the answer to our sorrow and cry. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth and sea and sky. God shall take away all sickness and the suffering tears will dry. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy, and in all His holy mountain nothing hurts or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart in love without alloy. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Amen. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, say. Satan will be bound. 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back, worth again. Then the sin and sorrow, pain and death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign. The Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of sweet release. For our Lord shall come back to earth again. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, Satan will be bound. 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Let's clap it to him. I believe that's right around the corner. How many's ready? Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound. 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound. 1,000 years will have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, what a day we're living in. What a message that we have in our own possession. What a name. Truly He is Lord. His name is called Emmanuel. He's God with us.
Amen.
Oh, revealed in us. His name is called Emmanuel.
Amen.
Let's just sing that little chorus as we prepare to hear this message. And all God's fullness.
As they play this, just think about it. To him with our hands lifted. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Remain standing. It's an honor to turn the service now to our pastor, God's servant and prophet messenger for this day, Brother Branham, as he prays for us. God bless you.